A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Yud Aleph. Bechoros 11a. Pagination is 21. About midway on the page, at the beginning of a line, Amarav Shizvi Amarav Huna, we begin. Hapoda Petach Hamorsha Chaveiro. A person redeems the firstborn male donkey of his fellow Jew. Pidjono padui, it's a valid redemption. So we have this question by different mitzvahs. Does the person who's looking to fulfill the mitzvah have to own that which he is doing the mitzvah with? A mezuzah. Can you simply borrow a mezuzah, or do you have to own the mezuzah? Tefillin. Do you have to own them? What about matzah? Eating on Seder night? Do you just have to get permission to use it? Or are you supposed to own the matzah that you eat? Ner Chanukah, the oil that you're doing the mitzvah with. Do you have to be kona it? Do you have to lift it up, accept the gift from the host, and then light? Or it makes no difference. As long as you have permission, as long as you're not stealing, you have permission to light, you light, and you're yotze the mitzvah. So over here, the statement is, if someone would come and redeem the animal, it works. Tosis points out, this is in contrast, lo dami litorem mishalo al chaveiro. This is different than giving truma, where a person takes his own produce and uses it to be the tithe on someone else's produce. So he's doing the gift through his own assets on behalf of something that belongs to his friend. By truma, it doesn't work. But that, Tosfos says, is a special limud. Gamatem l'rabba shaluchachem l'daitchem. You can make a messenger, but it has to be with your consent by truma. Over here, there's no such limud. And the Gemara says that the redemption will take effect. An interesting question to explore would be, what about the bracha? You deprived the owner of the bracha. And we had this discussion in the Gemara Chulin where someone went ahead and did kisui hadam, covering the blood, basically taking the mitzvah away from the person who was doing the shechita, owned the animal, etc. So that's an interesting question. What about the bracha? But the redemption takes effect. Iboiluhu, the Gemara continues with the following question, which is our focus. Pidyono lepode, does the redeemed donkey belong to the person who redeemed it? Oduma pidyono lebailim, or does the redeemed donkey belong to its owner, to the person who owned the mother of the donkey and owns the child? And the Gemara explains, Aliba de Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, who says that you're allowed to benefit from the donkey before the redemption, Loti Ba'ilach, that's not my question, because of course it's going to go to the owner because he owned the donkey before. And now with the redemption, he continues to own the donkey. Given to Omar Mutar Bahano'o, since he said you're allowed to benefit from it, Mamona de Bailimhu, it's clearly owned by the owner before and will continue after redemption. Doesn't matter who put up the asset to redeem it. Kitiboya libe de Rabbi Yehuda. My question was, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Osir Bahano'o, that the animal until the redemption was forbidden, did it change status, or was it just forbidden in benefit? You could have things that you own that you're forbidden to benefit from. If you made a neder, a vow, for example, it's still your asset. Over here, though, is it that simple and you own it? Or did it become hektish? Did it belong to Hashem, to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Kohen? Was there some change of status? And now with the redemption, it belongs to a human being anew. In which case, maybe it's going to belong to the person who put up the asset. Lehektish medami lo, do you consider it like hektish? V'rachmana Omar, and the pasuk says, v'nosan ha-kesef v'kam lo, you'll give the money and it will be established for you, meaning the person who put up the asset gets it. O Dilma, or maybe kevin dekani lehu beveni uveni, since the owner owns the donkey on some level, in that he doesn't have to put up an asset that's equal in value to the donkey. He has the benefit of being allowed to put up a lamb that's of a lesser value. As long as it's alive, it's an exchange. Lo domi lehektish, it's not compared to hektish, which is the fair market value. So this is our question. If it's forbidden in benefit, what kind of prohibition? Is it simply a law that it's forbidden? Or was there a change of status and the owner really doesn't own it? It's like hektish being redeemed and it will belong to whoever pays for it. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Tashema, I have a proof that it belongs to the owner even as it is forbidden to benefit from. Belongs to the owner, in which case, after redemption, you can thank the person who put up the asset, but it's not going to belong to him. It'll belong to the person who owned it all along. We have a braisa. Hagonev peter chamor shel chaveiro. A person steals the peter chamor of his friend before it's redeemed, during this unique status of prohibition. Mishalim tashlum ekefa labailim. The double payment, that's the fine, is going to go to the owner. Ve'afal pi she'en lo achshav, and by explanation, the Braisa states, even though he doesn't have it now as an asset to benefit from, yesh lo la'acha mikan, but it's on hold. Any minute now, he will have it. Meaning it's his asset waiting to be redeemed. Mani, who would this braisa be? Ilema Reb Shimon, if it was Reb Shimon, amai ein lo achshav, why would you say he doesn't have it now? The statement was, he doesn't have it now, but he will have it, and therefore you pay the double to him, and that there is a double. If it's Reb Shimon, why would you say he doesn't have it now? He does have it now, he's allowed to have benefit from it. Elapshita Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, it's Rabbi Yehuda who says he does not have it now. If you think that you're going to compare it literally to Hektish, and it's being brought to humanity anew with this redemption, and it didn't belong to the owner during this time, the pasuk that describes the double payment fine is only if it's stolen from the house of a person, from the possession of a person. Falomi beis hektish, not from hektish. It has to be from a person that it was stolen. Vesulo midi, there's nothing more to discuss. The animal belongs to the owner, and if it's redeemed by his friendly neighbor, that's very nice. You can thank him for redeeming it. But nothing in finances changes. The animal, simply in the possession of the owner, has now become permitted in benefit. In Shulchan Aruch, Yoredeya Shin Chaf Aleph Siv Zayin, Yisrael Shepata Petach Hamor Shel Chaveiro, if a Jew was kind enough to redeem the firstborn donkey of his fellow, Hupadui, it's indeed a redemption. Upetach amaru lebailim, and the redeemed donkey will belong to the owner. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.